But I would just like to devote 90 seconds to the issue of the Bein HaMetzorim, which are these days that we are in. And it's very interesting that a certain path is navigated for us via the Haftorahs. For we're led into Tisha B'Av with three Haftorahs, the Tlatha de Puranusa, culminating with Chazon, and then we're led out with seven Haftorahs. And those seven Haftorahs take us right up to Rosh Hashanah, which is very interesting, because that means that as of a couple of weeks ago, you know the course of the Haftorahs from this point until Rosh Hashanah. And what that means is that the calendar is tracing a line for us between these days and taking us into Rosh Hashanah. And the question is, what an unusual way to characterize these days. They are taking us into Rosh Hashanah? The answer, says Rav Volbi, is that yes, they are. And the reason why is because on Rosh Hashanah, we stand before Hashem and we ask Him to make the world look the best that it can. Malocha kol ha'olam kula b'chodecha, that the world should be the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be. In order to fully have the spring loaded for the meaning behind those requests on Rosh Hashanah, we need to have taken a good look at the world as it is, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu running it the way it should be, the way he would like to. And that really is the confrontation of Tisha B'Av. And it's very important to look about Tisha B'Av in this way, because Tisha B'Av is not a day that just goes to waste. It's not just, or these 9 days, they're not just days that we don't know what to do with them, we just let them pass. But rather these are days, and there is plenty to, unfortunately, there is plenty to reflect upon. There's plenty to ponder. The world, if you just turn on the news, it becomes Tisha B'Av straight away for 5 minutes. When was the last time anything positive happened on the news? I don't remember. No news is good news. And good news is no news. But just for those 5 minutes, it's just a reminder of what the world looks like and those who are in charge, who don't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu within their on their map, and the results are what you hear every day. And therefore, these are days that need to be used. And Tisha B'Av, ironically, it is the ultimate irony. Of course, it's so Jewish. Tisha B'Av is called a moed, kara olai moed, and because it's a moed, we don't say tachnun on Tisha B'Av. It's within the absolute blackness of Tisha B'Av, we don't say Tachnun. And the reason why is because if Tisha B'Av has actually happened to us, it is the beginning of the road towards Rosh Hashanah. Because if we've taken a good look, and it's not a nice thing to see, but we have to see it, outside of us and inside of us, what we look like with the world not being running the way it should, we are ready, and the Haftorahs will take us now to look forward to correctly wanting and asking for all the things that we are waiting for, that should culminate and express themselves in the Geula Shelema b'Mehir b'Yameinu.